Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey, can I just chat with you for a second? I know there are some of you out there who have a vision for what you'd like your life to look like, but you're just not exactly sure how to take the steps to make it into a reality. And sometimes you just need somebody to brainstorm with you and collaborate on how to make your goals happen. I'd like to be that person for you. That's why I'm offering one-on-one calls. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Kind of a mouthful, but again, that's Calendly, calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Here you can set up a 30-minute or a 60-minute strategizing session. If you're looking for a sign to change your life, this is it. And I would absolutely love to be the person to help you get there. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. So I absolutely love waking up early to exercise, which sounds crazy. I am not a morning person naturally. So the fact that I've come around and I've found the benefits of exercising early in the morning is just a little weird. But recently, I'm calling myself out and putting myself on blast. Recently, I have not been doing a very good job of it. So I am kind of revisiting my tips and tricks that I have that get me out of bed in the morning, and I'd like to share them with all of you. So rise and grind before five. Here are five tips to commit to an early morning workout regimen. Number one is to prep as much as possible. This means have your water jug filled to the brim. This means if you're doing a workout that requires dumbbells or a yoga mat or any equipment in your home, get it set up the night before. Prep your outfit for work or wherever you're going after your workout. Even pack a lunch, just to like get yourself so in control of your morning that even if you sleep until the very last second, you still have time to get your workout in because everything else is good to go. So that's tip number one, prep as much as possible. Number two, sleep in your exercise clothing. Hey, like it's comfortable, it's movable, it's breathable, and it'll get you ready to do absolutely whatever you want to do. As long as you just remember to dress in layers. That's important because a lot of times, especially me, I have two huge windows in my bedroom. And so a lot of the times when my alarm goes off, I'll think, oh, I'm so cold though. I'm just so cold. My bed is so warm. And it's like, well, if you have a sweatshirt or if you have a long sleeve shirt, you can always take it off when you start sweating. So being cold is not an excuse. Tip number two is sleep in your exercise clothing and remember to wear layers. Number three, pick a workout that excites you. I don't want to wake up to go running 3 miles, which is crazy because at one point I was a runner. So for me to like call myself out and be like, hey, I actually hate running. Like I don't want to get up at 5 a.m. to go running. It's not who I am. If it's who you are, then cool. Set your alarm to go running. Go get a lift in. Go do a dance workout. Go do kickboxing. Whatever you're going to feel amazing afterwards, and whatever you know is going to just get you moving within the first 5 minutes, then make sure you get that picked out for yourself. So pick a workout regimen that excites you is tip number three. Tip number four, this is kind of like a ninja move that it took me a really long time to figure out. So there are supplements called pre-workouts. They're just powder. It's kind of like an energy drink, but it's in powder form, and it's meant to keep you hydrated and keep you energized throughout your exercise routine. So what I do is I take a water bottle and I put the powder in it and I shake it up and I get it ready to go. I put it right next to my alarm clock. Now, knowing me, when my alarm goes off the first time, I'm going to hit snooze. So I'm laying in bed, my alarm goes off, I hit snooze. I chug my pre-workout, which is right next to my alarm, literally just pick it up and chug it. And then I let myself sleep for the final 8 minutes. So then when my alarm goes off the second time, my pre-workout has had a second to kick in. So then I will feel more motivated physically to get up and do something. So that's tip number 4 is my pre-workout formula by the bed trick. And tip number 5 is to set your alarm with something that inspires you, or just a little mantra or motivation, like my friend Whitney, who joined the broadcast. She's really into running and she's about to do the Boston Marathon. So maybe her alarm clock can say, 20 days until the marathon, wake up. For me, what I've been using recently is just the phrase, remember your sadness. And this is very powerful to me personally, because not too long ago, I was very depressed and I was very unhealthy and just did not take care of myself and did not love myself. So when I think of that girl and I think of how happy I am to be the person that I am now and how grateful I am to have this new lifestyle, I will think of her and think, I'm going to wake up, because I know it's going to make that girl proud. It's going to make that girl better. So my slogan is, remember your sadness. And if you have anything in particular that you would like me to talk about, I'm going to try to do these little tips and tricks more often. So let me know what you're struggling with. Let me know how I can help you. And let me know how these tips help you. Okay? Have a great night and go get your workout in. Bye. My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.